Hi everyone. We're closing out this week and we'll be reading 1 John chapter 3 verses 4 through 6. 1 John 3, 4 to 6. Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared in order to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or known him. So in yesterday's passage, there was this exhortation that in like this time period that we live in as we await Jesus' return. And what John was kind of pointing out is that, you know, we're living in this world, a world that lives in opposition to God as we await Jesus' return. And the encouragement in this in-between period is that we are God's children. We belong to God. We are loved by God. And while we may still stumble and fall and fail at times, we are God's children. And when he returns, we will be made like him as we see him face to face, see him fully. In a sense, in yesterday's passage in verses 1 through 3, John is encouraging people by saying, don't be hard on yourself. Remember you're a child of God. Remember that we'll be made like Jesus when he returns. But right after this exhortation, in these verses, in verses 4 to 6, John shifts here and he warns us about sin. And he's basically saying, you can't keep on sinning either. Right? You shouldn't be hard on yourself, but you also cannot keep on sinning. Now, we talked about this last week in reference to like light and darkness, that we can't be walking in the light and willfully sinning against God. And this is, in a sense, the same thing. It's the same application exhortation here. Jesus came, he says, in this passage, to take away our sins, to bring forgiveness to our sins. And in him, there is no sin. And if we keep on sinning, it means that we're not abiding in him. And like we mentioned last week, and I think it's made clearer here, it's not so much that if you sin, it means you don't belong to Jesus. Like if you commit any sin, then you're like, that you're not saved. That's not what he's getting at here. But he says everyone who makes a practice of sinning here, a practice of sinning, it's like the way your life is oriented, right? It's like you're trying. You're practicing. It's like a discipline, a spiritual discipline of sinning. If that's where you're at, then you're not abiding in Jesus. You're practicing lawlessness is what he says. And lawlessness here is, in a sense, like completely living in like in opposition to God, right? In contempt of God's laws, contempt of who God is. And the exhortation here is that it's children of God, though. Part of our identity is to not sin. And again, this doesn't mean we won't stumble and fall. It doesn't mean that we will, like, it doesn't mean that we're going to be perfect here, but we can't make a practice of sinning in our lives. We can't let it get to this place where it's like our spiritual practice, where we are sinning. Because that's what it is. It means that we don't know Jesus. We're not seeing Jesus. That's what John is getting out here. Now, I think it's important to remember, again, sin is not about breaking rules or commandments, though that's part of it. But rather, sin, I think the more core thing is, sin is not living with Jesus, not living in alignment with him. It's not abiding with Jesus, as he gets out of this passage. And I think the best way for us to think about fighting against sin, then, it's not necessarily to try to keep the rules or keep ourselves from breaking the rules. Is to keep on abiding with Jesus. Practice instead of sin, practice being with Jesus. Practice the disciplines of being with Jesus. And that's hard at times, but it's so necessary for us to keep on turning back to him. And so let us fight against sin by abiding in Jesus, practicing being with him. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you that you came to take away our sin. You came and you defeated sin and death, taking away its power over us. And we pray that as we understand this victory that we have in you, Jesus, that we will not live in sin. We will not make a practice of sinning, but instead we will strive to follow you and abide in you, and be with you, Jesus, and know your love and grace as we are in your word and prayer and solitude and Sabbath and all these different things. I pray that we will seek to be with you, Jesus. And as we're with you, God, may we know the greatness and goodness of your love. Bless us, God. We recognize we'll still stumble and fall, and even willfully at times. But we remind ourselves and remember that you are good and you're the best thing that we have. Continue to remind us by your Spirit, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Move in our hearts, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.